Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Belichick and Hubert are beginning in similar spaces. This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Compare a 73-year-old coach trying the college game after winning 8 Super Bowls to a 55-year-old coach entering his 5th season and feeling the heat of checkered results. Is it even close? They are both facing similarities. Bill Belichick and his staff are starting with 70 newcomers who have never played in Keenan Stadium. About 40 transfers are starting new chapters in their football careers. 30 or so freshmen are taking the leap from high school to big boy football. Hubert Davis, for the second time in 5 years, has revamped nearly his entire roster, losing 9 players to graduation or the portal and signing 9 to take their places with some experience in Power 4 basketball or none coming from high school or overseas. The expectations for both programs are through the roof because of Belichick's big name and bigger resume, and Davis as the current steward of a beloved program that is expected to be at least an NCAA tournament team no matter what names are on the jersey backs. For starters, both will likely open up with quarterbacks who have little exposure at this level. In football, it is a 6-foot lefty named Gio Lopez, and in basketball, it is either a transfer from Colorado State, Kian Evans, or 4-star freshman Derek Dixon and Isaiah Dennis. For Belichick, with Tom Brady winning 6 Super Bowls, this may be the biggest downgrade he has had since Brady left the Patriots in free agency. For Hubert, try figuring out how to play without former All-American and ACC Player of the Year, R.J. Davis. Belichick coaches football from the inside out, meaning he wants the biggest talented players on his offensive line, and he does have some returnees or transfers who fit the bill. But the hoodie said at his presser Wednesday, you want the best players, but more important is having the best offensive line combinations, because rarely a team plays the same 5 offensive linemen the whole game. The Tar Heels have grad student Austin Blaski and junior Trayvon Green returning, but the other 3 starters and all of their backups will show up on the 2-deep they release closer to the TCU game. Davis said before last season was over, we need to get bigger at every position. He has done that, but the new combo of big men has to prove it can play as individuals and as teammates coming off one of UNC's worst rebounding seasons. On paper, the Heels have the goods, with juniors Andre Visa from Estonia and Arizona and Pittsburgh's Jaron Stevenson from 2 years at Alabama. Sophomore James Brown and returnee Zayden High must show they are vastly improved to get meaningful minutes. The wild card for Carolina is 5-star freshman Caleb Wilson, a projected one-and-done who has to live up to it to make a good team great. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.